listening to Joe Barnes Online. We're talking about building businesses, creating an income for life, and having the freedom to work from anywhere in the world with passion and energy. For want of a better phrase, grabbing life by the proverbial balls. My name is Joe Barnes. Let's make it happen. Hello, how you doing? You are listening to Joe Barnes here on Joe Barnes Online, and welcome to today's episode. Now, I would actually like to start today's episode with a story, and this is a story about a 32-year-old lady called Jennifer. Now, Jennifer recently set up a small business with a group of, well, she set up her own small business first, and then using the funds from that small business, she went out and she set up another business with a group of other ladies who also brought in some funds themselves, and their business is to fund other ladies to help them build businesses. So they've basically created like an angel fund. If you've heard of the term angel investing, it's people who invest in startups. And what's happened is this lady, Jennifer, has built a business that's given her some profits and has then been able to invest those profits with a group of other ladies. And they now use their profits to fund other female startups. Fantastic business model, and actually something that I'm truly considering in years to come for myself in creating this kind of business. However, Jennifer and her team of ladies, who do actually call themselves the Angels, just wondering if they've listened to Jason Calacanis's podcast all about angel investing. Probably not, I would say, when you hear their story. But it's a slightly different circumstances in which they've built their business. You see, Jennifer is actually from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And she was held captive and was repeatedly attacked in the forest for 2 weeks before she escaped from her captors. And she fled into Uganda lives in a refugee camp in Uganda. And like all refugees, she was given a small plot of land and she built her own hut and started to plant crops, which was spring onions and potatoes and spinach. And she sold those crops and she gradually took some of the profits from her business and got together with a local non-governmental organization, an NGO, to create a community savings group with other ladies who have built small businesses within the refugee camp, and they fund, and they're putting like a dollar, a couple of dollars into the kitty, and then they use that money to go and help other women who need a loan to build their businesses. Every Friday, she and her angels meet to pool their money, to discuss business opportunities, they all have padlocks. So there's like three padlocks to the savings box. So each woman has, you know, their own key. So only, you know, they can only get into it if three of them get into it together. They now fund these other women. And many of the women in the group have had the similar issues. I.e. they've been attacked and all sorts of horrific things have happened to these ladies. And they're all now running their own businesses and training and working with other women to help them run their businesses so that they can rebuild their lives. It's a phenomenal story. It's just phenomenal. And every time I feel that, you know, I'm a bit unlucky or things aren't going my way or things are a bit hard, I think about Jennifer and I think, you know what? You know, she can pretty much create her own business incubator in the middle of a refugee camp in Uganda with all the horror that her and her family and her friends and all the rest of it have been through. Then there's really nothing I can't achieve. But this is just one story amongst thousands and thousands of incredible stories. Another story of a lady, I can't remember her name, in Pakistan, who was being repeatedly beaten by not only her husband, but also by the brother-in-law and the mother-in-law. And her husband was a drunkard and they had no money and they lived in a very, very poor village in Pakistan. And she went and borrowed $65 from what is called a microloan foundation. And she started to make headdresses, scarves, pretty scarves and headdresses, and sell them down at the local market. couple of years on, she's borrowed, you know, more money. After paying her initial $65 back, she's borrowed more money. She now employs 30 people in her local village. Her mother-in-law thinks that she is the bee's knees. Her husband no longer beats her. She's no longer beaten. She's the breadwinner of the family. She's well-respected in her community. And she has literally transformed her entire village because everybody around her is now working and there is more money, and her whole village has been transformed from her initial $65 loan. It's just phenomenal what is actually happening out there in the world. In these places where these women, and it's generally women, have absolutely nothing. And what's horrendous and why it's generally women is because in these countries, women are oppressed. Yeah, the guys are absolutely in control. We talk about inequality in our luxurious Western world. You know, these women are seriously oppressed. In fact, in some countries, it's still legal for a husband to rape his wife. That's still legal. Yeah, a woman couldn't even take that to a court of law. Yeah, I mean, it's horrendous. It's just, gosh, if you ever get a chance to read a book called Half the Sky, then read that book. I'll put a link to it below this podcast because it opened my eyes tremendously to some of the horrific things that are happening. But I don't want to be down on this podcast. I want to tell you what's going on. But at the same time, I also want to uplift you, and I think these stories of these ladies who are taking control and getting out there and building these businesses is incredibly uplifting. And certainly for us as entrepreneurs, we can take a lot from this in the fact that they're just making things happen, right? They're just out there, things are going wrong, but they're making it happen for themselves. They're making it happen for their families. And a lot of the women that are building these businesses are then being able to send their kids to school. The kids are getting an education. And so opportunity begins to flourish. This is how eventually over time we're going to eradicate poverty by opportunity, education, and by really working with people who are willing to then work with others, which generally, sorry guys, tends to be the women. Give the guy money, he goes and spends it on banana beer. Give the woman money, she goes and she develops and improves her entire village. And that's how it works. So therefore, there are various micro loan organizations around the world who fund these ladies, one of them being Micro Loan Foundation Australia, hence my interview with Brian Keane, which I just released earlier this week on Tuesday, episode number 11. So if you haven't listened to that, go and have a listen to that if you're interested in this kind of thing. Other than that, I have set up a lending team called Micro Angels. And I'm working with a company called Kiva.org, K-I-V-A.org, who also lend out these micro loans. Now, what these micro loans are is they are an investment, not a donation. As Brian likes to put it on his website, giving a hand up, not a hand out. And so you go and invest $25, you're going to get that money back. Now, I don't want you to withdraw that money and then go and spend it on popcorn and sweets at the cinema. The idea is you give the $25, the person that you've lent it to pays it back, and you're then able to give that $25 to somebody else and somebody else and somebody else. So with just one loan of $25, you're not helping one person. You could potentially help hundreds, if not thousands, over the years. So I would love you to become a micro angel. I really, really would. I'm really hoping that the listeners of my podcast will help me to achieve a goal, which is to generate, to generate $1 million in investments for these ladies over the coming years. So if you would love to be a part of the micro angels, please go to joebarnesonline.com/microangel. And there you will see a video. You can skip the video at the top. It's just basically everything I've just told you. Head to the bottom of that blog post. You'll see another video showing you how to sign up to Kiva.org, how to go and become part of my lending team, Micro Angels, and then how to go and find some lovely ladies to invest your $25 with as part of the Micro Angels lending team. And with just $25, you could be the catalyst to transforming an entire village. I mean, that's what bowls me over here. You could be the catalyst to somebody just literally transforming their lives, the lives of their kids, the lives of their friends. You get somebody like Jennifer that borrows the money and goes and plants crops and then makes a profit from those crops and then gathers a whole group of women together and creates a group that then funds a whole load of other women. You've just created a movement with $25. So I beg you, I am literally begging you now, go across to joebarnesonline.com/microangel. Follow the instructions. Get on my lending team. Just $25. That's all it takes for you to get started on this. If you want to lend more, please lend more. But you are literally going to be transforming and changing lives across the world. And that would just be awesome. And it would be awesome to have you as part of the lending team. So thanks for listening to today's podcast. That's what today has been about. I want to say a big thanks to Brian Keane, who I interviewed on episode 11. He was phenomenal. He runs Microloan Foundation, australia.com.au. And they lend to ladies in Malawi and Zambia. And they've just got into Zimbabwe now as well. It's just phenomenal what people are doing across the world to really try and help. And I thank you for listening to me today. And hopefully for becoming a part of our philanthropic investor movement. That's what you'll be, a philanthropic investor. And as I'm going to be talking quite a lot about investment over the coming weeks and months, certainly over this podcast and my investing podcast, which I'm going to be launching soon, you know, come and become a philanthropic investor. You're essentially becoming an angel investor, which is helping fund startups. So, thanks very much for listening, and I look forward to seeing you on a future episode of Joe Barnes Online. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. To join in the conversation, please head over to joebarnesonline.com, where you can find links to podcasts, show notes, and sign up to download my free ebook, How to Build a Business You Can Run from Anywhere in the World. If you have a moment, please subscribe and quickly rate this podcast. I'm not sure where you're listening to this, but if you happen to be on iTunes, it literally takes a tenth of a second to hit the little stars, and your rating will ensure it gets out to more people and impacts as many as possible. Lastly, I'm super passionate about creating a movement of philanthropic investors, so please head over to joebarnesonline.com/microangel. To find out more about how you can become a micro angel and with just $25 impact thousands of women and children who desperately need our help. Thank you so much. I do hope you've enjoyed today's episode. See you on the next podcast, and in the meantime, get out there and make life happen.